柳州市2017年初中毕业升学考试试卷，英语一，听力测试，第一节，听音辨图，听句子，选择与你所听到的句子内容相符的图画，每个句子读两遍。每小题你将有五秒钟的读题时间和五秒钟的答题时间。
Number one, I like playing table tennis.
I like playing table tennis.
Number two, the fish is very delicious.
The fish is very delicious.
Number three, the sun is shining.
The sun is shining.
Number four, no photos here.
No photos here.
第二节，情景反应，听句子，选择恰当的答语，每个句子读两遍。每小题你将有五秒钟的读题时间和五秒钟的答题时间。
Number five, what's your name, please?
What's your name, please?
Number six. Good afternoon, Mr. Wong.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wong.
Number seven, may I use your pen?
May I use your pen?
Number eight, would you like some coffee?
Would you like some coffee?
Number nine, how are you?
How are you?
Number ten, is this your bag?
Is this your bag?
第三节，对话理解。一，听五组短对话和五个问题，选择正确的答案。每组对话读两遍。每小题你将有五秒钟的读题时间和五秒钟的答题时间。
Number 11. Hi, Lucy. What are you doing?
I am reading.
Question. What is Lucy doing? Hi, Lucy. What are you doing?
I am reading.
Question. What is Lucy doing?
Number 12. Whose bike is this?
It's Lily's.
Question.Whose bike is this? Whose bike is this?
It's Lily's.
Question. Whose bike is this?
Number 13. Hi, Linda. Where are you going?
I'm going to the shop.
Question. Where is Linda going? Hi, Linda. Where are you going?
I'm going to the shop.
Question. Where is Linda going?
Number 14. Tony, do you know the girl under the tree?
She is my sister.
Question. Who is the girl under the tree? Tony, do you know the girl under the tree?
She is my sister.
Question. Who is the girl under the tree? Number 15. John, which subject do you like best?
P.E.
Question. Which subject does John like best? John, which subject do you like best?
P.E.
Question. Which subject does John like best?
二，听三段长对话，根据对话内容选择正确的答案。每段对话读两遍。每小题你将有五秒钟的读题时间和五秒钟的答题时间。听第一段长对话，回答第十六至第十八小题。现在你将有十五秒来阅读这三个小题。
Can I help you, sir?
Yes. Tomorrow is my son's birthday. I want to buy him a guitar as a present.
What about this yellow one? Students like it very much, and it sells well.
That's great. How much is it?
800 yuan.
Okay, I'll take it.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes.Tomorrow is my son's birthday. I want to buy him a guitar as a present.
What about this yellow one? Students like it very much, and it sells well.
That's great. How much is it?
800 yuan.
Okay, I'll take it.
听第二段长对话，回答第十九至第二十一小题。现在你将有十五秒来阅读这三个小题。
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Tina.
Where are you going for the summer holiday?
I'm going to America.
America? Who are you going with?
I'm going with my uncle.
How long are you staying there?
We are going to stay there for 20 days.
Have a good trip.
Thanks a lot.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Tina.
Where are you going for the summer holiday?
I'm going to America.
America? Who are you going with?
I'm going with my uncle.
How long are you staying there?
We are going to stay there for 20 days.
Have a good trip.
Thanks a lot.
听第三段长对话，回答第二十二至第二十五小题。现在你将有二十秒钟 来阅读这四个小题。
Excuse me, madam. Have all the traveling bags come here yet?
I think so. Can I help you?
I have waited here for my bags for half an hour. I only have 40 minutes left to catch the plane to Guangzhou for a meeting.
Please wait a moment.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, sir. Your bags were left behind in Chengdu. They will not arrive in Guilin until this evening.
Oh, that's terrible.Do I have to miss my plane?
We are very sorry, sir. You have two choices. You can leave today and pick up your bags in Guangzhou tomorrow, or you can wait till your bags arrive here and stay in a hotel tonight. Our company will pay for your hotel and get you a flight to Guangzhou tomorrow morning.
Well, thank you for telling me.I think I'd better take my plane to Guangzhou now. Excuse me, madam. Have all the traveling bags come here yet?
I think so. Can I help you?
I have waited here for my bags for half an hour. I only have 40 minutes left to catch the plane to Guangzhou for a meeting.
Please wait a moment.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, sir.Your bags were left behind in Chengdu. They will not arrive in Guilin until this evening.
Oh, that's terrible. Do I have to miss my plane?
We are very sorry, sir. You have two choices. You can leave today and pick up your bags in Guangzhou tomorrow, or you can wait till your bags arrive here and stay in a hotel tonight. Our company will pay for your hotel,and get you a flight to Guangzhou tomorrow morning.
Well, thank you for telling me. I think I'd better take my plane to Guangzhou now.
第四节语篇理解，听一篇短文，完成第26至第30小题。短文读三遍，每小题你将有5秒钟的读题时间和5秒钟的答题时间。现在你将有25秒钟的时间来阅读这5个小题。
Jimmy is 6 years old. Last Saturday morning, he and his mother stayed at home. His mother was doing some housework, and Jimmy was drawing. At 10 o'clock, Jimmy's father came back from the farm with a basket of apples. Jimmy saw the apples and wanted to eat one, so his mother gave him some apples and asked him to wash them. Jimmy washed the apples.And took the smallest one. His mother asked him, why not take a bigger one? Jimmy answered, our teachers tell us that we should be polite to others and care about the old, our parents and friends. So I take the smallest and leave the bigger ones for you and Dad. His mother said with a smile, good boy. Thank you.
Jimmy is 6 years old. Last Saturday morning, he and his mother stayed at home. His mother was doing some housework, and Jimmy was drawing. At 10 o'clock, Jimmy's father came back from the farm with a basket of apples. Jimmy saw the apples and wanted to eat one, So his mother gave him some apples and asked him to wash them. Jimmy washed the apples and took the smallest one. His mother asked him, "Why not take a bigger one?" Jimmy answered, "Our teachers tell us that we should be polite to others and care about the old, our parents, and friends. So I take the smallest and leave the bigger ones for you and Dad." His mother said with a smile, "Good boy. Thank you." Jimmy is 6 years old. Last Saturday morning, he and his mother stayed at home. His mother was doing some housework, and Jimmy was drawing. At 10 o'clock, Jimmy's father came back from the farm with a basket of apples. Jimmy saw the apples and wanted to eat one, so his mother gave him some apples and asked him to wash them. Jimmy washed the apples and took the smallest one. His mother asked him, "Why not take a bigger one?" Jimmy answered, "Our teachers tell us that we should be polite to others and care about the old, our parents, and friends. So I take the smallest and leave the bigger ones for you and Dad." His mother said with a smile, "Good boy. Thank you."